Happy Monday. Happy Columbus Day here in the United States of America. A three-day weekend for lots of people, and others, not so much. So let me ask you a question. Do you have a voice inside your head that's talking to you? Not me, not in your earbuds right now, but your voice whispering to you, your inner voice. Is it there? And how are you responding to that inner voice? What are you hearing and what are you doing? We'll talk about that today and get you to listen and teach you exactly what you should be doing when you hear what you need to hear. It is the Daily Boost. Every single day, life begins when you move. We know that. When life gets in the way, we don't care. You know why? Because we are the way. You are the way. Whatever plan you have, whatever you want to do, whatever is going on in your world, here's a fact of life. Come on in for some truth, okay? Whether you do something at all or do nothing at all, you're going to generate activity. And some of that activity is going to be good and some is not going to be good. Life's going to get in the way in a good way and a bad way. It's just going to happen. It's you moving the energy in the universe. That's all that's happening here. And so we just look at it and say, hey, we make a commitment. We're going to go to what we want. We decide what we want, go after it. And we just have this expectation that when something happens, doesn't matter. It's my way. Let's go. So come along for the ride today because I think it's going to be a fun week. I'm in a good inspirational mood today, a productive mood. It's going to be fun. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationandmove.com. And my friend Tom gave me that title about 18 years ago. Scott, this is what you are. You're the chief motivating officer. So, okay. And it stuck. You know, on Mondays, we always begin the week. I've done this now since 2006 by asking you, have you done your homework? And I named it that. I called it homework because my coaching clients at the end of every session I've ever done, they always say, what's my homework? And in the beginning, I was like, I'm not going to give you homework, just do your thing. And finally, I recognized, no. Everybody needs homework. They need to do something. They need to pay attention. And so I thought, how can I make it simple? And so, well, the one thing that I can do is to get you to open your heart to the fact that your life is going in a certain direction. It's either good or it's not what you want. So I asked the question, hey, how's my life going? Is there good stuff and I want more and I want to keep it? And is there bad stuff? And do I want to get that out of my life? How do I change that? That's as simple as it gets. And all that really does is it makes you consciously ask a question, which is going to dig down into an unconscious response. And if you just did that, if you got done with this program today and just woke up to how it's going, good or bad, and said, okay, let's go take care of this. And you just did that. And you did it at least once a week. You'd start to notice a change because you're going to now fire up your unconscious mind to be able to look for ways to change this stuff. And it's going to get down inside you. You're going to make it happen. So don't get overcomplicated with this. Just decide and be honest about it. Are there things I like I want to keep? Are there things I want to get away? Get away from me and do that. Do your homework. So is there a voice inside your head that is whispering to you? You see, I know something about you. I know you have dreams, you have a lot of desires, you have visions of the future. And maybe you're on hold, maybe the kids, you're waiting for the kids to get out of school, you know, come become empty nesters. Maybe you're waiting to have kids and you just can't do anything until you have them, I don't know. Maybe you're waiting for that PhD to come. Maybe you're waiting to get a raise. Maybe you're waiting to get just the right time to sell your house. I don't know what it is. But I do know this. I do know that everybody has this dreams and desires and this visions of their future inside of them. And if you do pay attention, if you listen closely, you're going to hear your inner voice. It's your gut. It's your heart, whatever it is. It's probably bigger than that, higher source than that. But if you listen to your inner voice, it's nudging you. So you should do more of this. This is what you should do. Hey, here's an idea. Or it could be saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's been going on for years, hasn't it? It's never going to go away. It's your inner voice. When you die, it'll go away, I guess. It won't be whispering in your head anymore because you won't have a head anymore. Ick. Whether your inner voice is whispering you to go toward your dreams. Hey, come on. This is what you want to do. Stop. What are you doing? You're wasting your time, dude. Come on. Let's go. You need to do this. Leave me alone. I'm busy. I got stuff to do. Raising a family. Paying the bills. Or it's going, dude, what are you doing? Do that. What are you doing? Am I allowed to say that anymore? I'm sure it's 2021. I'm not sure. What are you doing? That's bad for you. It's tearing things down. Your relationships are not good. You're not making the money you want to make. You're not getting what you want. You're wasting time. You're burning time. Those dreams are sitting there waiting. You've been telling me for years that this is what you want to do. And I've been reminding you, nudging you all along the way. And now you're kind of self-sabotaging. What are you doing? So So when you start listening to that inner voice, change happens. It really does. Challenges happen as well. So here's what happens. When a lot of people that I talk to, that they finally get that moment when they break through. It's a woohoo moment. They finally listen to that inner voice. They finally say, okay, that's it. I heard it. I know what to do now. I know what not to do. And they react. And they spring into action mode. They start moving like crazy. It could be just planning, by the way. They just go in this OCD kind of mode. It's like it's an emergency and they're going after it. Da, 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 da. And they're like driving a fire truck, rescue vehicle down the highway, 70, 80, 90 mile an hour to their destination. And the result of reacting is almost always a disaster that makes the problem worse. And you know that. Why did I say that? Why didn't I take advantage of that opportunity? I cannot believe that I just reacted in the way I just did. Why did I do that? What triggered me to do that? Why did I? You just made the accident worse, didn't you? What? My inner voice told me what to do. It told me what not to do. I got excited. I went after it. I just jumped because everybody says, Scott, get into action. Go, 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 go. Uh-huh. You need to do that, but you don't react without thought. And most of our life and your life has been driven by thought or lack of thought, I should say. Oh, you might have thought about something in the beginning, but as you started to move through your life, you just kind of reacted to what was going on. Oh, got to do this. Got to pay the bill. Got to get a job. Boss said, go there. Make the phone call. Uh-oh, what happened with my kid? What happened with my wife? You just reacted. Before you know it, you were active for 20 years. I got to tell you, reactions and things to react to are never going to go away. It's always going to be there. Think about those first responders we hear all the time, right? The guys that drive the fire truck that you were driving to at 90 mile an hour. They don't call them first reactors, do they? They don't. It's called the first reactor. They don't do that. No. If you've ever watched a first responder in action, have you noticed something? They're trained, they're equipped, they have a plan, they don't react, they just execute. They always respond in a thoughtful, calculated manner, entirely focused on the mission and the outcome. If you ever watch them arriving at the scene of an accident, do they get out and run and freak out? No. Well, they're moving with purpose and they're moving fast, but they are under control. They're going to make sure they arrive at the scene, able to take care of what they have to take care of. And that's what I find folks trying to fulfill their dreams and desires. They react, they go, they just, whatever's happening in life today, instead of just thoughtfully thinking about doing their homework and saying, okay, now wait a second. This is what I want. This is what's going on in my world right now. And this is how I'm going to respond. The plan I'm going to lay down, the discipline I'm going to put in place to make it happen. And I'm going to continue to do that. And the more you do that, the more you thoughtfully respond in the direction you want to go, taking the time to listen to the inner voice and everything you've thought about over the years, and then move in that direction. You're going to find success and happiness and contentment. It puts you in control instead of trying to put the fire out. So the next time your inner voice provokes you, take a minute, take a pause, and think long term and think, what is your mission right now? Respond with the actions that will move you toward your outcome that you know you have to do right now. That's how you create never-ending momentum, happiness, and very much contentment. Well, it is going to be a good week. I can see it coming. By the way, if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify or iHeart or Stitcher, wherever you happen to be today, usually on a Monday we have a sponsor. Today we didn't have one. They canceled for whatever reason. So I just decided to give you the regular coaching show that we do. Diving right in, going deep. No commercials, no promos, no nothing except for this right now. So if you'd like that, I have a very affordable option for you just for the podcast. It's commercial-free 5 days a week. And also have a coaching program. Very affordable. Gives you a whole lot more. A synergetic mix that keeps you going every single day. It may be for you. It may not. Go to motivationandmove.com and check it out and join us and make sure that whenever life gets in the way for you, it doesn't matter. You are the way. We're going to make sure that you get there. Motivationandmove.com. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.